Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Elohim Five Tribes Radio Broadcast Network. We're going to be on the air every day. So before we get started, let's do an assertion to open up the program. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Let's just stop right there for a minute. The universe works for you through action and reaction. Okay? You can literally get what you want. Our biggest problem is that we don't know what we want. We're relying on radio, television, our peers, and everybody else to tell us what we want. We need to think in terms of where we're going and think in terms of an end game. By the time I'm 70 or 80, how do I want to be set up? What do I want to have? And how am I going to get there? You know, that's been our problem, you know. But you can't get to where you're going unless you know what you want. If you know you want to go to New York, there are ways to get the bus ticket or plane or whatever, however you have to do, bicycle or walk. I don't recommend walking. But you can figure out a way to get to New York, okay? If you know that's where you're going, that's what you want. But until you realize what you want, you have a very hard time trying to get there because you don't know what to do. You don't know how because you don't know what you want, you know? You don't know what you need. Once you figure out what you want, then you can figure out... Man, that's wrong. Then you can figure out what you need to get there, you know? And that's what's going on, okay? So today's topic, what I want to get into a little bit of, well, first of all, let me give us our slogan. Love is an act and make others feel good. Excuse me, it's running a little late, but that's okay. We're going to be here every day, come rain or shine, because it's important that we get the message out. It's important that... Yeah, it's important that we get the message out. People need to understand what's going on, how things work, right? So now we're going to skip reading of the minutes. We're not going to do the minutes, because we missed the last couple of weeks. So we're going to hold up on reading of the minutes from a few weeks ago. And we're going to get right into... When you're right into what the topic is all about, we're talking about rituals this week, right? Now, the assertion that I give you, part of my ritual every morning, I repeat this 10 times, okay? This is part of my ritual. Now, what is a ritual? A ritual is something that you do as a rite. And rituals are, in college, when you're in school, they don't call them rituals. They call them disciplines. Certain disciplines that you do every day will bring you a certain result. Well, rituals are the same way. On a spiritual side, rituals are designed to invoke that incorporeal energy that's inside, or to literally get you used to being consistent on a day-to-day basis. This is what rituals are designed for. Okay? Now, every morning, like I said, the ritual that I've done, my opening assertion ritual, I do that every morning. I repeat that 10 times, okay? Because this catapults me into the day. And if you have a system where you're doing a certain thing every day to bring you into a certain rhythm, to bring you into a certain atmosphere, you know, that's why the prayer ritual, you know, people get up every morning, they pray, that catapults them into a certain energy, into a certain vibration that takes them into the day, you know? So you as God have the potential or have the right to make up your own rituals based on the thought process that you are trying to accomplish. Everything that we're doing with society is designed to make you as an individual more powerful. You know what I'm saying? A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So we don't want no weak links in this society. And if you are a weak link, the society is designed to strengthen you up, to make you more powerful. Since there's no hierarchy, okay, you don't have to worry about nobody backbiting you, talking against you to get your job, downplaying you, playing tricks on you to make you look bad so they can get your job. That's not going to happen. That's part of the problem with most of the groups that we're in with this hierarchy system. I mean, the hierarchy system is necessary for the dog-eat-dog culture. We're going to get into that, too. But you have to set up a dog-eat-dog culture because if you part of the reap-what-you-sow culture, now it's compassion, reciprocity, things going to go good because you don't want to make enough community, you don't want to dumb down, and it begins to work. That's society of love. Okay, love is an act that makes everyone feel good. But the problem with that is that in that type of society, there's no warlike mindset. We're not trying to take, kill, or steal or murder our people to take their land and call ourselves conquerors. We're not trying to do that. But you have to understand that the dog-eat-dog culture, those people are always coming. If you don't believe they're always coming, every country on the planet, every nation on the planet has experienced the invasion of the dog-eat-dog people. They do one thing, they get that military strong, and if your military ain't as strong as theirs, they're coming to take what you got. The loss of lives, they call that the cost of doing business. And I know it's kind of rough to say it like that, but that's how they think about it. Well, we lost 10,000 men, or we lost 50,000 men. The Second World War, 50 million people died. You know what I'm saying? Cost of doing business. So what I'm saying is that the rituals are very important because they line you up with a certain thought process and a certain mindset, all right? This is the ritual that I've developed for myself every morning. I do this every morning without fail, okay? I drink water because I don't like water. So part of the ritual is I set up a to-do list for that day. And since I don't do a lot of typing all day long, I type the ritual out every day. Yeah, you know, see what I'm saying? Actually, I make it to do that. Sometimes you can just write it down. But in order to get into the right vibration, into the right mood, into the right frame of mind to carry out that work for the day, right, I set up a ritual for myself. So the first thing I do is I'm typing up my to-do list. That's all part of the ritual. Right? That's why I get to practice typing every day. All right, so those skills won't get lost because sometimes you don't really do a whole lot of typing. It depends on who you are. Some people work. All they do is type on a laptop, on the work that they do, you know? I type on my to-do list. You know, on my to-do list, that's what it's called, to-do list. I do this on a daily basis. I drink water. That's number one. I recite the ritual, okay? My assertion as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you saw. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the enlightenment and I will get what I want. I do this 10 times. I get what I want. You know what I'm saying? That's important. Now, you have to realize you have to know what you want in order to get what you want because the universe works for you, okay? But that's part of my ritual every day. So I do that 10 times. After I do the national anthem, as I recite, then I do the society's national anthem, the age of freedom has come, okay? It's something that has to be won. this is where I'm getting at. You know, see, my whole vibration, my whole mind is gearing me towards the fight for freedom. You know, the dog-eat-dog people ain't going to give it to you. You got to rumble for it, you know? So you have to put in a certain amount of effort. You have to create a certain atmosphere that you live in every day that's going to bring you to what you want. And that's very important. That's what the ritual is designed to do. Set up a vibration every day, pulse you into your day. You know what I'm saying? That's why people can't throw you off, because you're in a certain mood. You're in a certain mindset. And you've created this mindset. I don't like to use the word create, but you've made this mindset for yourself to push you into the day. Okay? So after I do the assertion 10 times, well, I drink water first, do the assertion 10 times. I call it reciting. I recite 10 times. Then I do the anthem, right? Then I take my vitals, because I'm working on a specific diet, and I'm experimenting with the diet. I got the diet down. The diet is supposed to keep you for 200 years. I'm experimenting with the diet, because everybody can't be as strict on a diet as I am. So this is why I take my vitals every day, all right? wait a minute, I skipped a step. I exercise. Okay, after I do the anthem, then I exercise. After I exercise, I play chess. It just keeps my mind, you know, the strategy and stuff like that there, you know. It's so part of me getting ready to enter the end of the day and to get stuff done. So after I play chess, the reason why I play chess, I don't like to take my vitals right after exercise, because it don't be quite as accurate. So I play chess, and then I take my vitals. After I take my vitals, then I put my food on, right, while my food is cooking. I do little things, and then I eat. This is every morning, right? Now, this is my ritual that I've designed for myself. Then after I do that, now the things that I need to do that day, I put them all on that list, and I have that list to go by day to day. And I do this every day, so I'm in a good mood. The atmosphere is good. My vibes is right. You know, the reason why I play chess, now, at certain levels, I have a computer chess game. So certain levels from 1 to 8. All right. Now I start off on the highest level every day. Now sometimes I'll be in a good frame of mind. And I know I could beat level 8. I do it all the time. But sometimes you don't beat level 8. Because sometimes your mind don't be as focused as it needs to be. Well, that lets me know about what's going on for that day. It might have been something that I added to my diet the day before that might throw me off a little bit. But see, that's what rituals are for. Rituals are designed to put you in a certain thought process, to put you in a certain mood, to put you in a certain vibratory frequency so that you can carry out your day. That's what rituals are designed for, okay? And Collins, they call them discipline. You know, you do a certain discipline every day. In high school, they teach you a certain discipline. Like when you're going from one class, 45 minutes of this class, 45 minutes on that class, 45 minutes on this class. Well, that's a discipline. That helps you get a whole lot of things done that day without spending too much time on one particular thing. So you're learning about five or six things that day as you're moving from class to class to class. And by the end of the year, you're putting a certain amount of hours on each subject, what makes you more well-rounded than just working on just one thing all day long. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we have to get to that, because once you figure out what you want or what you want to do, you pretty much like to focus on the one thing, but you're able to do multitask based on certain disciplines that you're getting in school and stuff, okay? Those are the rituals. Now, I wanted to talk about rituals. I'm trying to wait for a few more people to get online here. Because rituals are very important. Now, you have to make up your own ritual. You have to decide, you know, what type of mood, what type of frequency you want to vibrate at that day, you know, or every day. When you start your day, how do you want to feel, you know, when you start your day? You know, you're going to be fired up, energetic, you want to rumble and do whatever you have to do. Well, that's what, you know, that's what the ritual is for. So you make up the ritual and you move out. Now, the repeating the assertion 10 times, I will get what I want. You know what I'm saying? What's better for you during the day than to get what you want? You know? This is why those that are getting a package from the society, this is in, all this is in the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, our complete volume. All this is in the book. So, so if you can accomplish or get what you want every day, and in a year's time, you'd be undone a lot. Now, I focus on 10 things a day, right? If I do 10 things a day at the end of the month, that's 300 things I would have gotten done. Now, ask yourself the question, do you get done 300 things a month? You know? And if you're getting 300 things done a month, you're on your way. Some people maybe can do more than 10 things a day. I don't know. But I just, 10 things a day is more than enough for me. So to accomplish 300 things every month, okay, that's a whole lot of accomplishment by the end of the year, okay? That's over 3,000 things that you have done this year just by setting up the ritual that you can push yourself in a frequency where you can get 10 things done a day that will take you toward what you want. I function from the I perspective, not the we. That's why I said a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And if the individuals in a society are not strong, how can the chain be strong? Now, for those who are on the line, if you have a comment or something that you want to say or questions, all you have to do is hit one on your phone and it'll let me know that you want to say something. And I'll open up your mic and you can talk or ask questions or whatever you want to do, okay? So now, we're going to get into some of the society business. So we want to do a little news for what's going on in the society right now. We're going to do that for a second here. We're going to move to that. Like I said, the last 2 weeks, we went on the air and technical problems. I've solved the problems, but there's still Big Brother's pushing back. So Big Brother did everything to knock you off the air, but right now we're okay. Now these are the supplies that are coming into the society so that one of those, when you get your package, these things will be in your package because I had trouble getting the cups at the right price so it wouldn't kick the package up higher than $100, okay? It's worth more than $200-something now, but it's cost me around $100 to put this package together. So the cups came in. We got the hats, the T-shirts, and then I was really waiting on a coat of arms. The coat of arms is done on the UAIA from Brother Siddiqui. He set up the. I told him what we wanted, and he had some kind of designer or something design it up, and it looks pretty good. Everybody on the line should have gotten a copy of it because I've been sending it out with the text when I sent the text out. So you shouldn't have got a copy of the coat of arms. This will be on your T-shirt when you get them. This will be on your cups. This will be on your hats. All this comes with the package. So that's going to be who we are. You're going to begin seeing this emblem in different places. You're going to begin seeing it on the internet. You're going to be seeing it all over the place. The button machines came too. I forgot about that. We have T-shirts and the printer. And I have specialty printers because my printers print on the CD. Because we're going to put the logo on the CDs as well. So you have a logo on top of the CD. So everything's going to be coming out with the society's information on it, you know? Well, when you get the package, everything is personalized. So your personal name will be on the CDs, on the books and all that because everything is done. Each book is done individually for the person that have placed their order for the package, okay? So, and if they're, well, they're what we call an heirloom edition packages, something that you can pass down to your children, all right? Now, we're going to be on the air every day. Some of the texts ain't going out. We're not, all the texts aren't going out. So, we're just going to be here every day. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to read right quick. I wanted to do this yesterday, but I didn't have a list available. But I have it available now. This is what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis, all right? On Sunday, we're going to be talking about the Bible because there's a lot of power in that book, and we don't know how to read the book. We got our children throwing the book in the trash, think it's worthless, and they use that book to conquer the known world. I'm just telling you what's up. So we talk about the Bible as a code book so that you can get learn how to get the power of the book because we need power, okay? Now, Monday, like it's the day, this society and news broadcast, so we're talking about society stuff, you know, what them came in, what upgrades, what we have right now based on what society's doing, okay? And Tuesday, Tyrannical Scriptures, a secret doctrine. Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. You get this with your patch when you sign up for the society, okay, and order the information. It doesn't cost nothing to join the society, but it costs to get this, to put this information out the way we're putting it out. So that's basically what you're paying for, okay? And in the society, we don't collect dues. We're not bloodsuckers, so we don't need your dues because the society is supposed to be paying you rather than the other way around. See, they didn't flip the script on them. They got us paying into all these groups with the dues and all that stuff, and that's not how it's supposed to work. We want money that we're going to be getting from the society to work for us. We got to stop looking for jobs. We want the money to do the work, okay? That's Tuesday, Toronto Scripture Secret Doctrine. Wednesday is politics. We're going to be talking about politics because politics is that's what's running everything. Politics and so-called religion, okay? And Thursday is economics. We're going to be talking about that money. Now, people don't like to talk about that money, but we need to talk about that money. And Friday is health. There's things in the Bible, things that we're doing that will keep you healthy if you're sick and got people and all that stuff, okay? It better be on Friday, health. And Saturday, we're running the Legacy of a Nation broadcast. We're talking about Black history. Every Saturday, we're talking about Black history, okay? So if you know anything about history, you know, brush up on your history and help us out Saturday because, you know, in fact, you can help us out on any one of these days, okay, especially in politics, economics, you know, well, Tyrannical Scriptures, that's a little different. That's the book that I wrote the book. So you can only get this book with the society. You can't go on Google, you can't go on the internet and buy this book. This book is not for sale. The society members get this book. Now, there is a book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. You can get that one, all right? That's going to be on Amazon. If you're able to get that book with Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, Secret Doctrine, no. You only can get that from the society, okay? And so that's the list, and we're on every day from 8 to 9, all right? So you don't have no problem figuring out when we want to be in the air on how to do things to get in touch, all right? Okay, now, the purpose of today, the purpose of Monday is to talk about society, how the society works, what society is, why do you need to join that society? Unbelievable, right? Well, first of all, society is a non-leadership-based organization. If you deal with some of the leaders out here in these organizations, you don't want to be part of these organizations. They're arrogant. They think they're supposed to be your master, you know, talk to you like crap. And, you know, then there's always infighting. There's always somebody, if you're in charge, there's always somebody that thinks they can do a better job than you. That's just how the territory works. And then normally when you're going higher rank, there's more money to be made, too. So it's another incentive to make somebody challenge you for your job to take your job. Well, in this society, it don't work that way. We don't have to challenge each other for no job. If you have some information that can benefit the next person or the other guy, just give it up, because you're going to get paid equally. The payout is equally around the board. So you don't have to beat nobody up or jockey for nobody's position, because there's no hierarchy, no president, vice president, none of that. The only titles that we have right now are secretary. We need people in different areas of the country keeping books, keeping notes on what's going on in their area, all right? So we'll designate one person for that. Well, we do that together. We've only launched it a couple months ago. So there's not a whole lot of people in each area, although we have different people in different areas. And that's going to change, especially when the payouts start out. People say, man, is this real? You mean we get money? We got to put up no dues? Oh, my God. Yeah, sign me up, you know. But the whole thing is, it's not so much about the money. Well, money's important. We got to pay bills. We got to eat. But the whole thing is about study. When you get your package, you have, and those that have, who haven't come on board yet, right, I'm still waiting on certain money orders. So people have pledged their money orders. I haven't got them yet. But when I get them, we'll send it out. No problem. I'm sure that they're going to come in. The I'm going to lose my train of thought here. But so the society is very important, because we need people working together without backbiting and stabbing each other. That's what's the problem that's going out here in these groups now. And since the groups need your dues, each group is afraid they're going to lose members. It's because the members are paying for everything. You follow what I'm saying? And if the members are paying for everything, they need all the members they can get paying dues. So each group is worrying. So it's a competition going on between the groups. Each group was worrying about losing members, and we're going to lose these people. We need more members. We're going to membership drive. You know, when we go on a membership drive, it's just so that the people who are coming in can get the information and begin to study, because we need to know how to get power. There's power, and we have to learn how to get the power out of the books. And if you can't put boots on the ground, we're talking about no power. Because the dog eat dog people, when they come, SWAT team come here and knock on your door now. I don't know if you can do it. Yes, sir. Yeah, go. I'm coming with you. I don't know if you can just open the door and come on out. Because ain't nobody you can call. You follow what I'm saying? Well, that has to change too. See? As a society, we'd be able to have our own security. So when they inadvertently send SWAT team, you got another SWAT team, right? Private security watching these suckers so they don't do nothing stupid, you know? But we can't do that right now. And this is what society, all this is part of what a society does, okay? All this is part of what a government does, but that's what we're doing, okay? Now, this is the question, you know, like I'm saying, how does a non-leadership society work? I listed a few questions, and like I said, if you have a question or a comment or something, just push one on your phone. I'll open your mic and you'll be able to talk. Okay, and those that are on the line, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Now, how does a non-leadership society work? We set up an estate, right? We set up as a trust. As a trust, right, you have trustees and you have beneficiaries, all right? Now, all the trustees are of equal rank. There are beneficiaries, they don't have no rank at all. They just sit back and collect checks. Those are your children. You have to be under 18 to be a beneficiary, okay? Once you turn 18 or over, then you become a trustee. And the trustee gets a stipend for managing the money of the beneficiaries. In other words, you're getting paid to manage the children's money. That's pretty good, you know? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, so you guys, somebody think about jumping in here and making $10 million very fast. It don't work that way. Okay? It's a slow, steady grind where people are learning. people are getting wiser and smarter about how to handle things, how government works, okay? And one thing you learn about this trust is that you learn that the United States is actually a trust, right? And the indenture agreement ties them into the Constitution. The Constitution is a trust instrument, right? Now, this is why we need a society. We need a society that we can teach and train our children, right? Now, the Bible says, settle your differences before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. Now, we got all these groups inside the prisons, right, trying to help the prisoners out and all that. Okay, that's not working too good. The jails are overcrowded. If we do like the Bible says, kiss the children before they go to court. They can't get locked up until they go before the judge. See what I'm saying? We have to teach the children how to stay out of the courtroom, how to not do things that they're going to have to go in front of a judge for. Then your prisons are empty out. Once they get out of prison, they need to come back and learn how to keep from going to court. If they do things where they don't have to stand in front of a judge, that person is not going back to prison no more. That's what I'm saying. But when these people come out, they need some kind of backup. They need help. And right now, we as a community are not in a position to help them because we're still depending on outside sources to fund what we're doing. And we have to learn to fund what we're doing ourselves. That's what society is for. If society is designed to make money and put the money to work, so that you don't have to. Well, you can work making the money work. You can do that too, but this labor intensive work and all that, this is not what we have to do. I'm tapping on a computer. That's the national anthem after all. But one thing we have to do, we have to learn how to make the money so our children can have trust funds, not just the 1%, all right? Quietness is kept. The 99% is more powerful than the 1%. But the 1% work together globally. You know what I mean? We say, well, the white men, no, it ain't. I don't care what continent you go on, there's 1%. And they're all colors. That's why we're dealing with the five tribes. Five tribes have to work together to change and bring about a difference on the planet. Okay? Okay, so let's get into why we need such a society. We've done that. You know, with the power of the vote, this is how the trustees manage a society. They come together, they decide what they want, and then they vote on it. It's just that simple. Now, we don't have to vote for a person. We vote on what we need done. Okay? But now we might assign what company is going to do it, but we're not voting for president or vice president or any of those type of people to get in our way, okay, with their little attitudes. We're voting on what we need done. If we need a building, we vote on the buy building. If we need this, whatever we need, we vote on what we need, and we just go ahead and get it done. It's a whole lot easier and faster that way. You want something changed, put it on the board, we vote on it. It's that simple. And that way you don't have to wait. Like, consider what Mitch McConnell has done in the Senate. He's blocking certain stuff that he don't want to come through. Okay? Like the filibuster is designed to keep black folk in their place. And so that things that's going to help black folk won't get passed in the Senate. So he's in there with the gavel blocking everything that he don't want to go through. Well, we don't have that kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the date that the thing is brought forth, then that comes before everything else. It's by date that we vote on different things that we need to do, and we go ahead and get them done. It's just that simple. So, you know, one person can block nothing from what's going on in society. See, in the society, the way it's set up, there's a lot of remedy taking place, okay? And we're solving just the society being set up alone where it is, solves a whole lot of problems with the way things have been conducted. And while we just can't get along, can we all get along? How you gonna get along if I know that if I'm a captain and you're a lieutenant, I can make more money by being a captain? Well, I want your job. So if I think I can do a better job than you do, I'm gonna figure out a way to knock you off the captaincy so I can get. This is what's going on out there. You know what I mean? And the infighting is on and on and on. And then they know that dues is coming in. You see what I'm saying? Same thing with the churches. They know that dues money in. They know them tithes is coming in. So if I got the ability to preach, why don't I preach myself? Why don't I start my own congregation? That way I can get the dues money and all that, and I can be in charge. Everybody's fighting to be in charge, you know? And nothing's getting done. We're stuck in the same position forever. You see what I'm saying? So this society, the design of this society is geared to solve a whole lot of problems that we've been involved in. A whole lot of things that we're going through that's not working in all these here groups. This society is designed to alleviate that. That's a big deal because think about it. All the great leaders that came before us, we had Noble Drew Lee, Alhamdulillah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, we had the Panthers come through, Reed P. Newton, John Africa. We had all these powerful people come through, the Alhamdulillah Muhammad, you know, all these powerful people come through, yet we're still in the same condition. Why? Why are we still in the same condition if all these people were so powerful and had solutions for us? We're still in the same condition. Something is wrong. And if we keep doing it the same way, what do they say about that? A person keeps doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. That's a mark of insanity. That's a crazy person. If you're banging your head against that wall, you're here bleeding that wall and moving, you got to switch up. Stop using your head and get something harder to hit that wall with. You know what I mean? If you're going to move that wall, because your head is not going to do it. That's what I'm saying. Only a crazy person keep banging their head against the wall, knowing that the wall, that the head can't move the wall. No, yeah, go get a hammer, get something. And this is what's been going on. We've been doing the same thing over and over for the last 200 years. Okay? Some of us get paid. The ones that follow the crooks get paid. They get paid. But the majority of us are still stuck in the same old trap. We have to break this cycle from generation to generation as to what's going on. We have to break the cycle, okay? Remember, you can comment, or if you have a comment or you want to say anything or ask a question, just hit one on your dial and then let me know that you have a comment. I'll open up your mic and you can speak, okay? Now, let's look at the United States. People say, well, oh, I don't vote. Looking at them like they're crazy. What other power do you have? Look at how this idiot Trump that was in office. This is a crazy man. Well, he was crazy like a fox. He got paid and still getting paid. But what I'm saying is that the things that he was doing was contrary to the people. The people got together through the vote and fired this guy. Now, if you don't vote, how you going to get rid of a guy like Trump? You can't. Only way you get rid of him is put a bullet in his head. And we don't have the kind of technical skills to do nothing like that. Nor will we want to. You know what I'm saying? We just need to get to move the guy out the way so something can get done. And you did that with the vote. That's how powerful your vote is. Why do you have the right to vote? Because this country is set up as a trust. And if you're born in this country, you automatically are trust. All trustees have the right to vote. So through your vote, you're supposed to be pushing this country in the right direction. Okay? That's why they're suppressing your vote. They don't want you to use the power that you have to maneuver the country into the paradise that it was supposed to be when the founding fathers, and I ain't talking about George Washington and them, they're not the founding fathers of this system. President Hanson and them. Them brothers set the system up so it could be a paradise for the people. George Washington ran off with the system. They didn't write the Constitution, Bill of Rights. They just put their name on it, like Trump doing, putting his name on every doggone thing. All the work that Obama was doing, he put his name on it. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't know what to do. So that's what I'm saying. So this whole system was designed to be a paradise for the people living under it. And it can be. So when you complain about the government, basically all you're doing is complaining about the man in the mirror. Because you are the government. You're supposed to be watching these judges and congressmen and senators and mayors and you're supposed to be watching these people. And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, you're supposed to vote them out. Get rid of them. Kick them to the curb and get someone else in there that's going to do better. You follow what I'm saying? And that's another thing that's going to be good for the society. As the society begins to grow, we start bringing people in to learn, get this information. You're not bringing people in to get paid off the people now. This is not a Ponzi scheme. This is not a pyramid. It's not a get-rich-quick thing. So you're not going to make any money by bringing people in. The society is going to produce money where you can get a dividend for being in the society so that you can manage the money for your children, because we want to set up trust funds for these children. We have to break this cycle. Why would a child have to worry about money to go to Harvard? The money should be there to go to college, you know? That children should be going over to college for, without paying no money at all, with as much money floating around in society. But doggy dog people, they're not going to care about that. As long as they have enough money for their children to go over to Harvard and Princeton and all these schools, they're cool. You know what I mean? It ain't about your child. You got to fend for yourself when it comes to your kid. Well, I don't even like to use the word kid. When it comes to your child, but this is what's going on. So this is not a get-rich-quick scheme for the people that are joining the society. It's for you to learn, for you to study, so that you have a package of information that you can pass down from generations of the trial and prescriptor to secret doctor. You can pass that down from generation to generation to generation, because it's going to be set up as an heirloom edition. Your name, your beneficiary, their names, all that's going to be in the book. Each book is personally done for you. And then you're going to get a book on trust where you know how to set up a trust and do things for trust. Now, those that are on the line, we got a couple of new members here. Those that are on the line and haven't been a part of what we've been doing, there's a three-hour webinar that Brother Yusef L, okay? Yusef L conducts a three-hour webinar. And we would like all the members, before you get your package, to go to that webinar and listen to that three-hour webinar by Yusef L. If you're not going to study it, I suggest you listen to it two or three times. He teaches in a such a way, you listen to it two or three times, you'll have it. You know, you don't have to write anything down. You'll have it. That's how he teaches it. He's really good at it. So you go to that, and by the time you get your package and your books, you'll be well-versed in what's going on. All right, you'll understand what you have and what you're getting. All right, and I'll be saying this every day on the show. This is what I'll be saying every day. You guys need to pick that Bible back up, because I'm going to show you how to read that book and get the power of the book. They used the Bible to conquer the known world. This is what they did it with. Going back to Constantine and Saint Maurice. To get a chance, study up on Constantine and Saint Marie. Saint Marie told Constantine how to decode that book. That's when they start conquering the known world. Once Constantine learned how to decode that Bible, oh, it was all over. Nobody stopped him. You know what I'm saying? Saint Marie, that's why he was such a great general. He's one of the great black guys. He's one of the greatest generals that Rome had, you know? I'm just saying. And it's all because of the book, knowing how to read the book, to how to decode the Bible. Very, very powerful book, okay? Now, I'm going to go over the list again as to what's going to be going on all week long, okay? A Sunday, we teach the Bible in love. That's what we're talking about, the Bible. Monday is Society News Broadcast. That's what we're doing now. We're going over society stuff and what's going on in society. Tuesday, Tyrannical Scripture, Secret Doctrine. We're going right into the book on Tuesday, all right? And Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. And Saturday is Love Information. We're dealing with Black history. We're dealing with your history on Saturday, all right? So study up on the politics, which came out, economics and health, and help out when you call in, you know? You might have some information that you can use. Hit in, call one, and share some information with us, all right? Now, remember, so I'm going to be here every day, okay? Now, we have CDs on the market, gospel CDs on the market. We have other books and stuff on the market. So if you're interested in buying some of the stuff, just call us number 215-758-1703. I'll ask your brother Elohim, and you'll be able to purchase some of the stuff. And or you can go on YouTube and listen to, if you want to hear the album, just go on YouTube, Elohim 10 track, and the album will come up. All right? Or you can just go on the internet and put in Elohim Christ. And that will direct you towards the album, right? Or you can go on Amazon. The albums are selling Amazon, Spotify. It's all over the place. So you can get that. You can get the album. It's not a problem. This is how we pay the bills. We're selling CDs and things of that nature. Okay. So, like I said, we're not blood suckers. You know, we learn how to make money. Rather than depends on taking a little bit of money that you work for. We're working with our own money, that's what. So we're not bloodsuckers. We're not running a Ponzi scheme. So once you join a society, you don't have to bring nobody in to get paid. It's not like that. As the society flips, the money's going to be coming back to you. And from the money that you make from the society, if you want to make a donation, you can. But we're giving you the money to make your donation with. We're not relying on you going to work on those 9 to 5 to give us money. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have it like that. Anybody got money like that no more. You know? Now, we can make the money. I mean, you know, we don't want to blood suck you, okay? And they got all these cults set up in the name of religion. I know I'm probably leaving a few people on the line on this one. But they're not religion, they're cults. And if they weren't, if they weren't cults, with the money that the churches have taken in, there should not be one person in America living on the street. These guys living in $5 million houses, buying jets and helicopters and all this kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? And people are sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with that picture. You know, that should make you say, I send you home and say, something's wrong with this picture, you know? This is what we're here for. We're here to wake you up, get you out of the matrix so people can stop using and take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? And you'll see good, once you see how the society works, you'll begin to see what a good deal is. And you know a good deal when you see one, and you won't get caught up in these traps, all right? And I've been caught up in them a couple of times, you know, but they're not getting me no more, all right? So the society is in motion. Right, those who want to, those who have pledged, okay, we're still waiting on your money order. Now, the only way you can buy into the society, you don't pay cash, you have to have a money order because it's private, it's a society. We're taking donations like that only as money orders, all right? So, we can't bring us no cash or gold or anything like that, it has to be a money order. And we Xerox and register your money order. The date on your money order tells when you sign up. That also determines your payout time, too. So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get money back from the society once you sign in. But you don't have to pay no dues to get the money. And you don't have to bring people in to get the money. You want to bring people in so that they can get the information. That's why you want to bring people in. But you're not going to make no money off people coming in. There might be a $25 something like that there, but that's what we're doing. You ain't trying to make no diamonds and cherries and all this good stuff. You know, how do y'all hyping people up out there? This is not what we do. This is not what society is about, okay? Now, we only got about 4 minutes left, and I think we covered, well, we covered quite a bit. There's a whole lot more to cover. But we're going to be here every Monday talking about society stuff, you know? And remember, if you have questions about society, anything you need to know, just call 215-758-1703, right? Okay? Now, remember, there's only two cultures on the planet. Now, you jumping around, dancing and all that, that's not your culture. The mask you wore and all that, that's not your culture. There's only two cultures. So we bring in information. We want to wake people up. There's a read what you show culture, and there's a dog eat dog culture. Those are the only two cultures that exist on the planet, right? The dog eat dog culture, that's your military. The read what you show culture, that's your civilian government setup. It's President Hansen and them had it set up because they made a difference. A lot of them were Moors and all that. So they knew the scriptures in the Bible and all that stuff. So they knew how to read all these books. And so they set it up so that the civilian is in charge of the military. See, the president, which is a civilian, is the head of the military. There's the reap what you sow people are in charge of the dog eat dog people. See, because dog eat dog people, they got one thing on their mind. Oh, we coming. If you ain't strong enough to hold us out, we're going to take what we want. That's the dog and dog people. And if you don't believe that they're always coming, check the Indians. Check any society that you want. Look at the Egyptians. That's why Nama set up the First Republic, the Republic's a war machine. That's why Nama set that up so he can fight, so he can take over southern Egypt and United Egypt with the Republic, with the dog eat dog under his control. So I'm just dropping this information just to give you a little wrinkle call. And peace, right? And see, we don't even understand the meaning of peace. I only got about 2 minutes, so I'm just going to go over this right quick. Peace is an act of war against war. Whenever you make peace with somebody, you're declaring war. It's a war of attrition. Whoever can build up their military first is coming to take the other guy's stuff. That's what you do when you sign those peace treaties. That's why they have to control the arms race, you know? Because everybody knows that the peace treaty is only as good as your military. And if your military ain't strong enough, that piece of paper that you signed don't mean nothing. They coming. You know, ask the Indians. The Indians made peace treaties with the queen. You know, they made peace treaties with the queen that didn't stop them. You know what I mean? I'm saying the queen because the queen owns the country. A lot of people don't know that. But, well, there's a lot of information that we get into. But before we go, yeah, I have just enough time to do a closing assertion, and then I'll see you guys tomorrow. I walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. This is your brother Elohim, and I will look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Just remember that if you want any have any questions about society or anything else, the calling number is 516-453-9230. And we're here every day. You might not get a text from me because I'm having a little trouble with Big Brother. Big Brother did not feel pushback. It's okay, I expect it. So if you don't get a text, just remember we'll be here every day. Just call in and hit one on your phone and you can ask these questions to talk. Okay? With that, love is the act that makes others feel good. So go have a real good day. Love you. Love everything. I'll talk to you tomorrow.